Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Don't forget to download the Odyssey app where you can listen to riveting rate. Oh, are we? Do you want to do that?
Are we rolling?
No. Are we rolling?
Oh, I'm not.
I wasn't looking. Okay, sorry.
Oh.
Well, now I'm in the middle of this thing. Okay. This whole thing is... The Odyssey app has all our old shows where
we're
way more professional. We have our phones for video cameras in here, and we turn them on sometimes and we don't, and apparently we're not recording this thing right here.
Okay.
So, but you won't get to see the genius that is...
News.
We tell the news stories of the day. I do have veto power. That's why it's called News or Nope. Mm-hmm. I am most excited about today's News or Nope because this is one of those days where Tiak has brought in some sort of... He wants to pretend to be an actual journalist, and so sometimes he brings in like audio or like a present.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program.
Yes.
Very special day today as we honor one of the most iconic sounds of all time. It's being added to the Library of Congress. The National Recording Registry revealed its 2025 inductees. I have the sound here. And I want to see if you guys know what it is.
Hold on. There's a museum of sound.
The Library of Congress. Yeah. So it's being entered as like, hey, we're just honoring this. This is like
iconic. Is it the
iconic,
Netflix?
You know? Gung. That's a good guess. That will probably one
but
day
he's
be
saying
in there.
We might not be able to guess it.
Does there have to be a certain amount of time that passes before it
gets
can like
put into
get
the,
into the library?
The sounds represent a diverse range of American history and culture and include music, field recordings, sports, and technological sounds.
Okay.
So we're gonna listen to this and try to guess.
Mm-hmm. I think Slacker's gonna get it. I'm not sure Aaron is. I don't know that I knew it either, to be fair.
Okay.
So you're saying it's an old thing. I see what's happening here.
Okay.
I got it.
It's an old thing.
That is some ridiculous operating system. I don't remember what it is. Windows.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Mm.
It's this piece of hell company, Odyssey.com, for the longest time, I swear to God, I don't know if you guys remember this because it's happened since you've worked here. We were on Windows 95 machines, people. Do you understand what year it is? And I'm like, we would see the Windows 95 logo go, like, it's like the more you know. So it's a Windows sound though, for sure.
Windows, play it again.
It's too fancy to be Windows 3.1, so I'm going to go 95.
Text in if you think you know it, 303-222-5423.
I've
never heard that in my life.
But like, you know, gong,
yeah.
when your Mac turns on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or they're like, you've got mail.
Yes, iconic.
Yeah.
Or before you got to hear, you've got mail, you got to hear. One more time. What is it?
Coming with the correct answer. It's Windows 95. Slacker got it right. It's the startup sound when you boot up Windows 95. It's been entered into the Library of Congress.
That is stupid. That is the worst.
You would know it because you used to build computers and stuff. Of course you know that sound.
Yeah, but when you build a computer, you don't install Windows.
You knew what not to
put
on.
Yeah, I know, I knew. But I mean, for real, I think we just had that on our computers as of like 6 months ago.
Yeah. So that email about Y2K, do I have to ignore that?
Yeah, you can ignore that. Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news for Trader Joe's fans. Their mini canvas tote bags are officially back in stock, and they're even in new colors. Already being resold online for hundreds of dollars.
Why do people like these things?
I don't know. They're just these canvas tote bags where the straps are like kind of pastel Easter-y colors.
Okay.
And they're being resold for hundreds of dollars.
It's what you put your groceries in.
It's a reusable bag.
And it says Trader Joe's on the side?
So is it like a flex when you walk in with it? Is it kind of like if you walk into Trader Joe's, do people go, look?
I think
he's got one of the bags.
Yeah, I don't think people care.
I feel
somebody cares if they're reselling them, right?
I don't. I don't understand. It feels like you get them. They're pretty easy to get.
Yeah.
Free. Like half the time at Marshall's, they just give you one. They're like, oh, you have a card. You've seen the card, the credit card. You thought about signing up. Here you go. Right. Yeah.
Do you get weird? Like,
yes.
I can't go into Sprouts with a bag that says Safeway on it.
Oh, no, I love doing that.
You do?
Because then they don't get confused and I don't have to, like, prove that this isn't the bag I'm buying.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm really weird like that.
Really?
Oh, no, I don't.
I don't think they care. Yeah. Everyone knows you have to bring in bags.
I know, but I just I rifle through my stuff. It's like, I know I've bought something at Sprouts. Like, if
you're,
I go to Natural Grocers,
you're
I'm like, oh,
what?
Because,
I don't even know what my bags say. I have no idea. I know one is a Denver Nuggets bag.
Really?
Yeah, and then the other,
I'm pretty sure I took some from your house. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
Okay,
I just remembered that.
I know this isn't about me, but I have one more thing.
It was a limited edition.
So then I do the exact opposite when I go clothes shopping. Like, so I don't want to go into Sprouts without a Sprouts bag. But then if I know I'm going to go shop at Express, I make sure I'm not wearing Express.
What? Because you don't want to look like a fanboy or something? Okay.
You overthink the dumbest things.
Hello? Are you kidding me? I know this. But like, it's like wearing the concert shirt to the concert. If I'm going to see the Jonas Brothers, I am not wearing my Jonas Brothers shirt.
Why?
I'll wear one that I bought that day maybe, but not, you can't, because you're just coming in.
I am buying like 14 Sleep Token shirts right now, and you can guarantee I'm going to wear them the whole week up leading to their show.
No, you're not.
And I'm going to wear it to the show. No. Absolutely.
The other thing that drives, never mind. Because I know that I'm really stupid when it comes to this, but like people who wear Avs jerseys to an Avs game, I know it's different because it's sports, but like there are people who just look like they're waiting for Bednar to turn around and go, put me in. It's like, dude, you're not a hockey player.
We're just wearing Avs jerseys because
Carson from the morning show is one of the people who just, he's got the look of like, he's got pads on underneath it.
He plays hockey.
I understand, but he thinks he's going to get called in.
He just loves the sport.
No, it's just, it drives me.
You're not invited to any hockey game.
Great.
I tied my Jordans extra tight when I went to the Nuggets game. You just never know. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm trying to make a dumb pun. How about Kenbron James? We have a new Barbie doll. That is LeBron James. He's got his own Barbie doll.
You can't call it a Barbie doll if it's...
He's the first pro athlete to receive this honor since Ken's debut in 1961. You can get a Barbie signature Kenbassadors collection as part of that. $75 for a LeBron James Barbie doll. And I've seen it. It looks just like LeBron.
Do you think he dyes his beard? Because I saw the thing. It's like the Ken Barbie doll has a grayer beard than he has.
Yeah, I think he probably does. I think he's struggled a lot with, he lost his hair. People made fun of him. He kind of brought his hairline back, kind of got rid of it. He's kind of going back and forth. People are mean to LeBron.
Do you think LeBron James puts on Express shirts when he goes to Express?
Probably, yeah.
I don't think he shops at Express.
All right.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.